Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
You're locked on Stockton Mortgage Sports Talk with Dan Issel and Mike Pratt, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Dan and Mike.
And welcome back to Sports Talk with Mike Pratt and Dan Issel on ESPN Louisville. And we're pleased to welcome in on the Kim Crawford Wines Celebrity Hotline, the coach of Bellarmine, Mr. Scotty Davenport. Scotty, have you forgotten what it's like to sleep in your own bed?
I don't. That is a great point. I can tell you what I haven't forgotten.
What's that?
Issel Pratt basketball camp at Center College.
We've forgotten about it.
We got beat, and Mike Casey took us on an outdoor court, and we run the second guard around until we got better and played the next game.
You still run that play, don't you, Scotty?
How about that memory? Hey, you guys, I mean, from that journey, from you guys running that camp to running it at Bellarmine with Coach Rupp holding court in the dorms here, that's still legendary, to the me sneaking in the Colonel games in Freedom Hall to now coaching in Freedom Hall. If that doesn't tell you what basketball can do for somebody, I don't know what does.
Isn't that the truth? Coach Hall celebrated his 93rd birthday here recently, and Mike and I were talking about what an incredible impression that one man made on our not just our basketball careers, but on our life, recruiting us to come to the university. And you're absolutely right. One small step a long, long time ago can really influence how you turn out. Well, let's talk about your team a little bit. You have had an unbelievably tough schedule. Do you think it's helped your team going into all those tough arenas?
Absolutely. And Dan, let me, and I want to, I appreciate the opportunity. I want to explain. And my vision, the word culture gets thrown around a lot today in sports, and I just go the other way. I think it's having a program, which means you have a plan. We made this Division I transition a year ago, picked dead last in the league, played on the last Saturday in college basketball for the conference championship on national TV against Liberty, played in the postseason down in the college basketball invitational down in Daytona. So now the next step, when you look at the layers of this plan, let's take them in order. Like, for example, Purdue. That was Purdue's 26th consecutive sellout the night we played on November the 9th. Well, that is right in our recruiting wheelhouse, Indiana, Kentucky, Illinois, and that Midwest area. So that game has tremendous value, aside from my opinion that with my eyes right now on December the 3rd, they're the favorite to win the national championship. So that's only going to help your team, without a doubt. And our players – I hate to keep saying they're different. I sound like a bragging father. But they embrace so much. We came out of our locker room at halftime. It's a 13-point game. We missed six great looks. I mean, looks that those guys could shoot for my life. I'd let them shoot it. Great looks. And we're saying, well, what's going to – and, you know, Purdue has a little run second half on our turnover. But we come out of our locker room and walking us down the hall and then down the ramp. It's Jeff Rom. And I'm like, man, coach, that's kind of neat, man. That guy came to see our guys. Okay, so that's Purdue. 4 days later, we're at Murray. Now, Murray has a different level because a year from now, they're coming to Freedom Hall. And again, in our recruiting footprint. Then we board a plane on Monday, and on Wednesday, we play at St. Mary's. Now, St. Mary's, in truth, helped us justify that, add to the justification of a West Coast trip like that. But the quality of their team is going to help us. St. Mary's has been in postseason play 8 straight years, 3 NCAA tournaments, 15, 17, 19, no, 16, 17, 19. They've been in the NCAA tournament the other years in the NIT. St. Mary's, third best team in that West Coast Athletic Conference with Gonzaga and BYU. And with 2:13 to go, it's a one possession game and a loose ball scrum on a free throw block out that nobody in the country practices more than we do. It squirts out and they hit a three. We're down 6, games old. Then we go on to Gonzaga 2 days later. Well, again, when you start talking about building, in the year 2000, Gonzaga was at 4,000 students. This year, they're at 8,900 students. Hmm. I was on Coach Crum's staff in 1999. Gonzaga beat us in Tucson in the NCAA tournament. Mark Few was an assistant on that team. They had a gentleman named Richie Fromm who got 32 on us. But who was Gonzaga in 99 in Mike Pratt and Dan Issel's mind? Who were they?
They might have been right where you want to be at Bellarmine.
Absolutely. And now their enrollment is 8,900. They built their facility on campus. And 2 weeks out now, 2 weeks out, you get the right as a student to get in. Then after that, it's first come, first serve. We played Friday at 6 o'clock. We went to our walkthrough at 10 o'clock Friday morning. And Mark Bug, our radio color guy, the Mike Pratt of Bellarmine basketball, he comes in and says, "You got to come see this. This is, I've never in my life. There's 31 degrees, 2 inches of wet snow, and there's tents both directions as far as you can see, because all you find out 2 weeks out is you get to go to the game. Where you are in line is where your seat is." That environment, Freedom Hall, Rupp Arena, Assembly Hall, the Yum Center, Cameron Indoor, 6,000 every game. It was the most choreographed student section I've ever seen. You know how you all know when you introduce the starters, how the reserves line up on both sides and the starters run
sure.
out, right?
Yeah.
You know who forms that line at Gonzaga?
No.
The students. You know how you get to be in that line? Only the front row of the student section gets to be in that line. Consequently, they camp out the earliest.
Wow.
They're camping out for a Bellarmine game. Okay. Now, Gonzaga is Gonzaga, to their credit. But 20 years ago, who were they? You know, I was there. Tucson, Richie Fromm. He goes for 32 against us in the NCAA tournament. Now, that's on Friday. Now, on Monday... And to tell you, inside basketball, we traveled on Saturday. We had to have a day off by NCAA rule. On Sunday, we practiced at UNLV. It was not a good practice. It wasn't. I think we felt sorry for ourselves, whatever. We took them back to the hotel, and we set them down, and we're going to watch film. We watched 12 minutes of our game the year before in a game against Stetson. We were down 20 with 19:02 on the clock. We're down 20 points and we won by 11. We were 21 out of 25. That's the second highest percentage and a half in the history of college basketball. Carolina hit 16 out of 17 against Virginia. No 3-point in 1979. No 3-point shot. No shot clock. We hit 21 out of 25. We did not miss a shot the last 10 minutes of the game. So we showed them that tape because we have everybody back on that team but one player. And I said, if you just saw yourself in action, stand up. And everybody in the room stands up. And I said, where are those guys? Where are you? The next night, we go out and we fight UCLA for 40 minutes. We fought them for 40 minutes. The next night, we lose four players the next day. Three from the pregame meal to the tip with the stomach bug. I heard Coach I heard y'all talking about Coach Calipari's comments. We lost four. One with mono. Yes, mono. And three with the stomach bug between the pregame meal, 4 hours out, and the tip. And we go out and fight for 40 minutes, beat Central Michigan. It doesn't make a difference who you're playing. Get on the plane and have a red eye to Atlanta. Arrived back in Louisville at 9:30 on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Took off that Wednesday and Thanksgiving Day. Reported back on campus Friday, and we've gone right on. I came in early this morning. We're practicing at 3 o'clock today because we're in final exams. We are in final exams. And I've got a sixth-year senior with a college degree, Ethan Claycomb, who's getting his MBA down there, getting up hundreds of shots right now. Right now.
Amazing.
Well, it's much earlier. It's much earlier than right now. That's what he was doing when I walked into this gym. And you think I can't wait till 3 o'clock to coach these guys today? Come on.
Hey, Scotty, tell us, after all those games you just talked about that you played on the road, which is very unusual, but you did it. You conquered the road in the way you wanted to. But you're going to face in your league a team that Kentucky played, North Florida, and some others. But give us a quick thumbnail sketch of how this trip that you've made, these preseason games, are going to help you in your league and help you against who? Who's the top teams in your league?
In the league, this is top teams. Let's start with Liberty, who just dominated Missouri last night. I mean, dominated them. I don't care if that is an SEC. That's Kentucky's first SEC opponent. Liberty, Jacksonville State, Lipscomb, without a doubt, Florida Gulf Coast. But, Mike, if I brought in Juby Brown, Coach Hall, Coach Crum, Coach Patino, let's bring in Coach Rupp, and we all sit in a room and we come up with a practice plan, could we simulate with Bellarmine basketball, could we simulate at Gonzaga against UCLA Tuesday night at West Virginia, at St. Mary's? Could we simulate that in practice? No, I don't think so. But to put our players first, they're never going to forget that. They're not. Does it help your recruiting? Yes, because you have a plan. Does it help prepare you for your league? Yes. We're not going to play in another facility like we played in Gonzaga. And I could pipe in music. You know, football coaches pipe in noise, crowd noise. I could pipe all that in. I could do all that. We're not going to simulate playing at Gonzaga. Now, nobody loses worse than me. I'm admitting. How'd you like to be married to me? I mean, I am the worst in the world. I am. And when I'm not, I probably don't need to coach anymore. I probably don't.
But, oh,
you know,
man.
If you put your players first, you can never, ever go wrong. Ever. And today, I'll give you an example. Hockey plan's already made today. It was made yesterday. It's on my desk. And there's a note in the upper left-hand corner. Smoothie King. It's a great franchise here in Louisville. You know what Friday is? $5 smoothies on Friday for mediums. We'll have smoothies after practice. You would think we brought in Pat Steakhouse Steaks. They'll be so excited. but it's not the smoothies. It's that you're putting your players first. And if you do that from a teaching standpoint, from a preparation standpoint, and attention to detail, now, do they always like it? No. You mentioned what Coach Hall did for you. And what I call those are emotional paychecks. I will cash those my whole life, and they will never be cashed in a bank. Never.
Yeah. Scotty, I'm not blowing smoke here, but with your enthusiasm and your attention to these young men, I don't think Bellarmine could have gotten a better coach in this transition to Division One. One thing Mike told me the other day that I didn't realize is that during that transition, you're ineligible for the NCAA tournament for 4 years?
Well, there is a vote in January, Dan, and we have been led to believe by much more powerful people than myself that that will be changed and this will be our last year.
Good.
It will be a two-year change. And the reason, if the university makes the decision, that's the university's position. Don't punish the young people.
That's so true, Coach. That is so true. And I'm glad to hear that. That's great news.
You know, could you imagine? It's hard. You all know on Sunday night when CBS does the announcement of the NCAA tournament, could you imagine if there was a camera in a setting and those Bellarmine players? Could you imagine the look if they heard their names? Now, let's go back to the players. I've got players on this team who, in the big picture, traveled throughout the Midwest in the GLBC as a Division II team. And now they were at Purdue, St. Mary's, Gonzaga, Las Vegas. T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas is 5 years old. And to my experience, because it's 5 years old, is the most state-of-the-art facility I've ever been in my life. In terms of technology, it's incredible. And so their reference point is traveling throughout the Midwest, to Missouri S&T, to Lindenwood, to William Jewell, to all these places. And now, look, in their short careers, they're playing UCLA in T-Mobile Arena. Yep. You don't think they appreciate that?
Absolutely.
They do. And to put them in that situation, they deserve it because they have earned it.
Yeah. Yeah. Scotty, we really appreciate your time. I'm going to come out to a game. I don't think I've seen a basketball game in Freedom Hall since I played in one out there. But I'm going to come out.
Here's the open invitation.
Great. I appreciate
Dan
that.
And Mike Pratt. We've got to have you in the locker room before the game. I have raised this fall just under $35,000 to totally renovate the locker rooms.
Terrific. Terrific.
And I want you guys to be able to express it to our players because you all have a before and after picture better than they do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Scotty, thank you for your time. Good luck the rest of the season. We'll talk soon.
We'll see you then, Scotty.
You guys are the best. I appreciate you all.
Thanks, Scotty.
He's got a little enthusiasm, doesn't he? Yes.
Well, that's what I said. I don't know of any other coach to make this transition, to stay positive, to stay excited, to care about his young people. I couldn't name another coach that would be better for Bellarmine at this point in their growth. He's terrific.
He really is. And can you, I mean, you and I both traveled playing basketball and had road trips where there were multiple games and all those kind of good things. But, man, you can't go on a trip like he went on and lose them all, with the exception of Central Michigan, and come back with that type of attitude. Yeah. I mean, that can kill a lot of teams losing like that. But Scotty's not going to let it bother his team.
No. No, and they'll be, you know, we talk about, you know, like Kentucky playing all of these magnificent eight teams, and does that really help? Does that really tune them up? We don't look at the other side of it, which Bellarmine has just been through, is how much does that help the other teams. I mean, to be able to say, you know, most of these guys that, if not all of them, that we've seen in Rupp Arena the last seven games, they're not going to the NBA. I mean, this will be as far as they get in their careers, and they'll be able to talk about the time they played in Rupp Arena for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, it's a great experience. There's no question. And I was really happy for Scotty to hear that he may be down from 4 to 2 years.
Yeah.
That would really be cool.
You know, I didn't know that until you told me that the other day. And that doesn't seem fair to me. I mean, 4 years, that's a long, long time.
Well, you know, the NCAA and the member institutions didn't want to share the money with many people. And so, consequently, they had a rush of schools over the last 20 years going D1. Yes, and you know, you got to share the pot a little bit more. You got to up the NCAA tournament numbers as far as can you play in it. And so they decided, I think, this is what I read into it, that they were going to make people wait to get in, to get to the money. Make them wait till they get to the money, right?
Isn't it amazing? And almost always, whatever you're talking about, it almost always comes down to the money.
Yeah. Speaking of money, Dan Issel, before we go to a break, did you see the Grizzlies in the Thunder score from last night?
I have that down on my list of things to talk about. It's just incredible. The largest margin of victory in the history of the NBA. They've been playing the NBA for a long, long time. And last night, the largest margin of victory. Oh, by the way, Memphis didn't have Morant. They didn't have their they didn't have their best player and still won by 73 points.
Well, I looked at that and I said, what is going on down there? And the bench, I mean, it wasn't like I think they ran the score on them. What
no.
I read was the bench scored 93 points, okay?
12 players, Mike, and only one didn't score in double figures. One kid had six. Everybody else on the team, 11 guys, were in double figures.
OKC, they've lost 8 in a row. Now, is it Sam Presti? Is he the president, general manager there?
I believe he is, yeah.
Now, he's got a reputation that he's built as this guru to putting teams together. And he had a nice team, what, 5-6 years ago? Billy Donovan did a really good job coaching that team. But, man, how do you come back? You talk about the Bellarmine kids getting on the road, playing the schedule they did, and the attitude that can evolve from all that. How would you like to be OKC? You've lost 8 in a row, and now in the last game you get beat by 73. Where's your head at? Where's your toed?
And I just, like you said, I had to go look at the box score to figure this thing out, and the Grizzlies shot 63% from the field, 53% from the three-point line. But here's my favorite, Mike. There's a kid by the name of Mike Muscala that plays for OKC. I didn't know the name. I wasn't aware of this young man, so I looked it up. He went to Bucknell. You know, pretty bright kid, right? I mean, you go to college at Bucknell, you're no dummy. Here was his quote after the game. I think there was some slippage defensively. Is that a great line? They have just given up 63% shooting from the floor, 152 points, and this young man says, I think there was some slippage defensively.
As in all the games, you know, fans like to chant defense, defense. I think it started with the Knicks. Now, there was no chanting of defense last night, okay? I mean, it was in Memphis, and Memphis just had a ball watching their team score points.
Well, let me ask, is he wrong? Was there not slippage defensively?
Well, the great thing was he didn't say for sure. He said, I think there was slippage. All right.
The defense no-showed last night. It was a no-show Jones.
We'll give you a chance to get your pad and pen, because after the break, we're going to give our famous picks for the championship games tomorrow and for a few pro games. And you're listening to Sports Talk with Mike Pratt and Dan Issel on ESPN Louisville.
You're locked on Stockton Mortgage Sports Talk with Dan Issel and Mike Pratt, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Dan and Mike.
The first one to show I was the last one you thought you'd see there. Hey, life can come at you fast. Unanticipated debts, student loans. I cut you off before you got a chance to say anything, Pratt.
That's beautiful. That was beautiful.
That credit card you may be chipping away at. With home values on the rise in most areas, now may be the time to do a cash out refinance on your mortgage. You may have more equity in your home than you think. And with historically low rates here for now, don't miss out on the opportunity to utilize your home's equity to knock out some of those high interest debts that weigh you down. Get started with our favorite home loan folks at Stockton Mortgage. Just go to Stockton.com. That's Stockton.com. NMLS 8259. NMLS consumeraccess.org. Equal housing lender.
Can I be like your agent and get you out on the country and western tour?
You think I have a future?
I don't know. We'll test it. Well, you know, you're game, man. You are game.
Hey, before we get to our picks, we were talking about the NBA before we went to break, and there was another record set last night. Phoenix Suns win their 18th game in a row, which is a franchise record. They're playing really good basketball right now, Mike. That was without Booker, who's got a hamstring problem.
They got some guys that can score the ball now. And you can talk about defense all you want, but if you can shoot and pass to the open man and shoot the ball, I tell you what, they've got a really sweet combination of inside out.
They really do, and the kid that has really been playing well is my man Dominaten. He's become a double-double machine, and just looking at the box scores, shooting a high percentage from the field, not turning the ball over, not getting in foul trouble. Now, the Suns have one problem, and that is tonight they play Golden State in San Francisco. So that 18-game winning streak might be in jeopardy.
Yeah, what year is Dominaten in? Is this his third year?
I believe so. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know, you watch these big guys, and all guys, but particularly the big guys, it takes them. You know, everybody thinks, well, we got the number one pick and we got this guy and that guy, but it's 2 or 3 years before you reap the benefit of these young fellas. Of course, they're getting paid. I understand that. But he really has blossomed.
Yeah. He, you're exactly right. For some reason, it seems like it takes the big guys more of a transition period to go from college to pros than it does the backcourt people. Hey, we have a new streaming TV service that you need to check out. It's Tiger TV Pro. For only $39.99 a month, you receive all of these live channels, all the sports networks, ACC, Big Ten, SEC networks, Bally Sports, all of the professional packages, NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, all of the pay-per-view events, even WWE. You get all the entertainment networks and local channels from Louisville as well. Premium movie channels, over 1,000 movies on demand, including first-run movies, over 1,000 TV series on demand. And now Tiger TV is offering our listeners a free 7-day trial. All you need is an Amazon Fire Stick. The 4K version is recommended. Visit ESPNLouisville.com. Scroll down until you see the tiger on the left side of the page. Click on it for your 7-day free trial. And you don't even need to give them a credit card. After 7 days, they'll email you to see if you want to give your billing information and continue on with Tiger TV. $39.99 a month, 5 streams, no contracts. That's Tiger TV.
Before we get to our money-making picks, a couple things I wanted to bring up. Cats don't play this weekend. Nope. They play Tuesday against Southern. And I'm efforting to get Sean Woods, the coach of Southern, on Monday or Tuesday morning based on his schedule. Former Kentucky Wildcat. U of L on the road at NC State. I don't know much about NC State, but it'll be interesting to see the adjustments that the Cardinals, Chris Mack, make after that game at Michigan State. And keep your eye on that one. But I'm going to give you one, Mr. Issel, that I think you need to watch tonight so we can talk about Notre Dame. Is Notre Dame is at BC, at Boston College.
Okay. All right.
Be my first chance. I'm going to tape it and then try to look at it on Sunday night or Monday morning. And to give have an opinion of what Notre Dame does best now, not down the road. And you get a chance to put your eyeballs on them also tonight.
Yeah, no, I will. I will. There wasn't much college basketball last night. Most of the ESPN channels were dominated by the women's basketball. Louisville had a big win last night against Michigan. But I will watch that game tonight, watch Notre Dame, and check that out. All right.
Well, it's a Friday night. There's not a whole lot on, so
no,
you can hoop it.
Absolutely. Avery, are you ready?
I am.
Okay. All right. Now, we're springing all these on Mr. Pratt because he didn't get a chance to look at the list before. But all of the college games are conference championships. Who's the first one? Oh, there you go. We forgot the drum roll. Nice touch, Avery.
Yeah.
All right. What's the first one?
We have Oregon at Utah with -2.5 for Utah.
Utah's favored by 2.5. That game's on tonight, too, Michael.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. Now, is it really, Avery, is it at Utah or at a neutral site?
No, it's at a neutral site. I don't know where it is. But
I'm taking the Utes. Now, they are a 2-point favorite, correct?
2.5.
2.5, okay. I'm taking the Utes.
Okay, you take Utah. I'm taking Oregon. They can't possibly play as bad as they did against Utah before. So I'll go the other way, Avery. What's the next one?
Baylor and Oklahoma State with -5.5 for Oklahoma State.
I should have looked up where these games are being played. That's in AT&T Stadium, isn't it?
Neutral.
In Dallas, yes. Yeah. All right, you want to go first?
This is a tough one, man. This is Baylor could pull a huge upset.
Yep.
And 5.5 is a lot of points. But Okie State, they're fun to watch. They can put points on the board. So I'm going with Okie State.
Just to be different, I'll go with Baylor. I'll take Baylor and the points. What's the next one, Avery?
Utah State and San Diego State with -6 for San Diego.
San Diego State.
They've had a really big year. I'm going to take them and give the points.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. I'm taking San Diego State. I don't know Jack about either one of them. So, what's the next one, Avery?
Appalachian State at Louisiana, -3 for Appalachian State.
Appy State is favored, and they're not ranked. And I think Louisiana is. I'm gonna go with Louisiana.
Now you know their coach is now over at Florida.
Yeah,
that's the coach who went to Florida. The game is at Louisiana or at Appy State.
I think it's at Louisiana.
Okay. I'm gonna go with you and take the home team without their head coach.
All right, all right. What's next, Avery?
Georgia and Alabama for -6.5 for Georgia.
6.5. Did you ever envision getting Alabama and 6.5 points against anybody?
No. No. As good as Georgia's defense is, I think this 6.5, yeah, the hook, man, the hook may beat you. It may be a 7-point game, and the hook beats you, right?
No. No, I think Georgia wins by double digits.
Do you?
I think their defense is awesome, and I think Alabama's is not. I'm taking Georgia.
Well, to your point, that's why I think it's going to be a close game. I'm taking the Bear Bryants.
Alabama. Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Not okay. For the W, for the cover.
No, I understand. Go ahead, Avery.
Houston and Cincinnati with -10.5 for Cincinnati.
10.5. Now that's points. Now that's a lot of points.
Yep, 10 of points. Yep. I'm going to pick Houston in the points.
You are.
Yep.
Yeah. I think
they can win.
It's at Cincinnati, right?
Yep.
It's at Nippert Field.
Yep.
And I think Cincinnati has to just to make sure they don't get dropped out of the top four. I think they've got to put on a show. I'm going to give the 10.5. I'm taking Cincinnati.
Ooh. Yeah, I like Cincinnati, but that's a ton of points, brother.
Okay, Avery.
Michigan and Iowa with -10.5 for Michigan.
Wow. What are these last two numbers? Wow.
What do you think, Michael?
I'm taking the Hawkeyes into points.
Me too. They can't beat Michigan. Michigan can't beat them by more than 10.
I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
All right. Okay. What else we have?
Pittsburgh and Wake Forest with -3 for Pittsburgh.
Well, and, you know, I've liked Wake Forest all year.
I think that game in Charlotte?
I think it is.
Yeah, I think so.
I think
too.
It is.
So I'm taking Wake Forest.
I'm taking Wake Forest. I'm staying with the Demon Deacons.
Avery, what was the number again?
3.
Pittsburgh was favored?
Yes.
Just to be different, I'll take the Panthers. I'll take the Pitt Panthers. And I think that completes our college. Okay. We've got 3 pro games. And I couldn't find a lot of good pro games, so I picked my favorite team and the Ravens and somebody else. What's the first one, Avery?
Chargers at Cincinnati with -3 for Cincinnati.
I'm going to go with your boys, the Bengals.
Yeah, me too. I'm picking the Bengals. I saw San Diego play against the Broncos, and I wasn't too impressed with that. So
yeah, they've been backpedaling.
I'll take the Bengals. You know, the Bengals schedule, and now I can't. Oh man, I'm gagging. But the next 4 games, the Bengals, they've got a chance, Michael, to be like 10 and 5, 11-4. I can't remember who they play, but I did check the schedule, and it's not very intimidating.
Well, as we talked to Bobby earlier, how the NFL adjusts that schedule for the teams that have had a bad year the next year, and the Bengals have got that going, working for them.
I think, did Bobby just check on that, Avery?
Yes.
Okay, and who do the Bengals play?
The Bengals are doing the Chargers and the Niners, the Broncos, Ravens, Chiefs, and Browns.
I think of those games, I think the only one on the road is Denver, right? I think they play the 49ers at home, Denver at Denver, and then Baltimore in Cincinnati. Yeah. Okay, what's the next one, Avery?
Ravens at Pitt.
What's that number?
-4.5 for the Ravens.
You're kidding.
Ooh.
That's what the internet says.
Give me the Ravens all day long.
Write me down with him. I'm on the Ravens.
Okay. All right, and our last pick for the weekend is?
Denver at Kansas City with -9.5 for Kansas City.
And it's in Kansas City, 9.5. What do you think, Michael?
Well, tell me about your Broncos, man. I mean, that's a lot of points.
You know, yeah, it's a lot of points, and I really don't know a whole lot about the Broncos other than Teddy Bridgewater is going to be a free agent at the end of the year.
Can he come back to college? Is that what you're saying?
I'll tell you what, Blankenbaker has rubbed off on Diener. Diener even mentioned Teddy Bridgewater this morning.
Oh, they're reaching. They're searching.
All right. Who are you picking?
Oh, I'm going to have to go against the Denver Teddy Bridgewaters.
Yes,
and I'm going to go with KC.
I agree. I think Kansas City's figured this thing out. Hey, Mike. As we said earlier, you and I had the opportunity to have lunch yesterday with Rob Moody out at Bearnose Bowman Field, and let me tell you about all of the Bearnose locations. There's 14 of them. Great food, great drinks, and great people. Bearnose now has you covered for lunch or dinner. All Bearnose now delivering alcohol, carry out, and delivery to your home. Support your local businesses. Now, Bearnose is now hiring all positions. And remember, now through December 23rd, at any Bearnose location, you can buy a $25 gift card for only $20. Yeah, it's that good. Bearnose Pizza.
And it will be back in the conference room for the Yardbirds, and we'll be able to attack. And I hope that the pizza is pepperoni, because they seem to really like that.
The
and,
pepperoni?
Yeah.
Pepperoni and what'd you get? Pepperoni and mushroom.
Well, they don't have mushrooms, but I love mushrooms. But the other pizza that Phil Baker brings from Bearnose is one that has everything. The kitchen sink is on that bad boy. And
I think they call that Mama's. Mama.
Is that what they call
Mama,
it?
Mama Bearnose Pizza.
I've tried a slice of it. Man, it's a meal. I'm telling you,
yeah.
It's a meal.
No.
But the boys favor, you know, the troops back there, they favor the just pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now, are you getting ready to head for Hazard?
I am. Marcia and I have got our bags packed. We'll be in the car and meet Tom in Lexington at the Marriott there right off the interstate.
Griffin,
along the way,
Griffin Gate, I believe that's called. The Marriott.
That is it.
Griffin Gate, yep.
And along the way, I will be talking to Bobby V on our Friday show for
an
hour.
Good.
And see.
So you're still going to do Fast Break Friday?
I am, and I'm interested to get Bobby V's take on the Michigan State game. Really interested in that.
Yeah, that'll be good. And then, so give us your itinerary again. You're at Hazard.
Hazard, Reed,
something
spotted Newt.
And you're going to bring me some bookmarks, right?
I'm going to request that they give me some bookmarks for Dan Issel, and
there
I think that'll work.
Okay, and then tomorrow?
Joseph Beth in Lexington from 12 to 2.
So you'll be you'll miss a little bit of the Oklahoma State Baylor game, but you'll see the rest of the games.
Right, and I hope to catch what is Cincinnati's tonight. Cincinnati, Houston, somebody's tonight.
No, it's the Oregon Utah game tonight.
Okay, well, if I miss that, I'm not real excited
about
that one.
That game doesn't have any influence on the championship.
No, playoffs. And it's not sexy game either.
No, I'm watching Notre Dame basketball. So and then
there you go.
So you're spending the weekend in Lexington.
I am, because Sunday we go to the UK bookstore on campus from 12 to 2 to promote the book and meet the people. And yes, I am spending the night in Lexington.
That bookstore is huge.
Oh,
a couple of years ago, we were down there showing Ben the campus, and you know they used to have like three or four bookstores there on that corner. Wallace and UK was in the student center. I think all those other bookstores have gone away, and it's just the campus bookstore now.
Yeah, there's, you know, the eating places have taken over that strip where Wallace and the UK bookstore used to be. I will give you a scouting report on this bookstore on the campus. I've never been there, but you'll get one Monday.
All right. Well, travel safely. We appreciate everybody listening. This has been Sports Talk with Dan Issel and Mike Pratt, brought to you by Stockton Mortgage. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.